Hello everyone, it's always my pleasure being with you in this great program Peace and Love. This is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church located in West Palm Beach in Florida. Today we are going to complete in our episodes Be the One, Lead the Way, our last question about how to deal with your followers to develop your organization. We talked last time about the 3T technique. As I told you, T as in thumb, 3T technique. T number one was training. As we mentioned, that you have to keep your followers under continuous training, continuous education, so that they will be able to develop your organization, even if they were trained from somewhere else. Whether you have a profit or a non-profit organization, it doesn't matter. The continuous education and training is something as like obligation for the development of any organization. Believe me, training is a mandatory for your success, even your personal success. As we talked, training is the key for your personal success. A lot of people stop training, stop reading, stop educating themselves as if they knew everything right now, but that's not true, because once you stop training, once you stop your development, there is no future for what you are doing. Training is the key for your success and the development of your organization and yourself as well. The second T for today is transfer. Many times in our organization, we have one, two, or some of the employees are not fit in their positions. Someone may ask, so that means that we hired them in a wrong way, or we hired them in a way that's not fit for them? Yes, we are human beings and sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes you expect from someone something, but when putting this person in the current situation, in the current job, this individual is not fit for the place. Maybe fit, but not giving you the productivity which you as a leader was expecting. And that's why we are not going to say that there is something wrong with the situation, but it can be better development. Again, the question was how to deal with your followers to develop your organization. So all our concern was about development. That's all our concern. So how to develop? So sometimes the employee, sometimes this individual is working in a certain place under certain circumstances, not fit for the time being, not fit by the means. I'm not saying that they are having a bad impact, but like not fit. They cannot function as expected. They are not giving you the productivity and the development as expected from having this person in that position. And believe me, even the profit, not only in the profit organization, but even in the non-profit organization. Let's talk about the church. Someone who is really good in the Bible and in the explanation and all that stuff. But when you put that person in the like teaching place, for example, to be like a Sunday school teacher for the kids, you will figure out that, for example, that this person is not fit for that position. Yes, he or she knows very well the concepts and the aspects of the Bible and the explanation and everything, but to deliver the message to the kids, you will figure it out that it's not as clear as should be. Maybe fit in the position of teaching, but not for this age. For example, you put this individual as a teacher for the Bible in the Sunday school for elementary kids, but you figure out that this person cannot fit with kids, maybe with high school or graduates. So sometimes we need to transfer. Transfer is something important from one position to another. Transferring should be with an explanation why you transfer, because sometimes the transfer from one department to another, it means like it is something like an insult to the individual, which for sure it's not the target. So how to transfer is something very important. Number one, you should make a clear vision about the transfer, a clear vision. For example, let's take the example about the individual teaching the Bible in a Sunday school class for the elementary kids, but you figured out that yes, this individual very well oriented but cannot deliver the message, should be using this in like older classes like high school or graduate. How you are going to handle this? You have to go to the person with all love and all respect and telling him, you are talented, I want you with me in the team, but I can't see you fit in this area, not because of the absence of your talents, but because I see that your talent can be used in a more productive way in this area, which is the high school and graduate. You have to be very careful in this kind of transformation, because if you make this transfer in a bad way, you are going to demotivate the individual, and that will bring a negative impact on the organization, especially if there is downsizing. For example, let's go vice versa. This individual is teaching the high school, and you figured out that yes, this individual is very talented and all what we mentioned, but not fit for the high school. So now you are going to move the person to the elementary or the kids. So maybe the message will be delivered to that individual that you are making some sort of downsizing to him, that he is not fit, that he is not talented. But that's not the truth, because the truth that you are looking for the development of the organization. And that's why you have to make this kind of transfer from one position to another in a very good behavior, very good manner, in a way to give this individual a great motivation to complete in the success of the organization. And that's why I'm telling you how to handle this. Number one, how to say it. We love you so much, would love to have you in my team. You are very talented in the area of the Bible study and explanation, but I cannot see you fit in this age. I can see you more powerful to develop more kids, more than the elder kids. By that way, you are motivating that person. Number two, which is extremely important to be taken care during this kind of message of transfer, to announce that we are looking, me and you, we are both looking for the development of the whole organization, not just looking for someone for your benefit or my benefit. It's the benefit of the organization. So basically, the transfer is for the benefit of the organization. It's not for any one benefit. From that perspective, a lot of people can be transferred, and transferring from one department to another is not a shame. Moreover, it's something very good, because you are going to do so for a certain reason, and that's why it is something very important to have this kind of transfer. Transferring from one position to another need to be followed by training according to the new class or the new skill. Let's take the same example of the Bible. If this person or this individual, this volunteer teacher of the Sunday school, moved from the high school to the elementary kids, you need to train this person how to deal with the kids at that age, then to leave them to deal with the kids, so that they will be able to use their talents in the best way to develop the organization and to have more development of the kids in this area. So, how to deal with followers, with your followers, to develop your organization? 3T technique. T number one, train. T number two, transfer. Hope next week we are going to fulfill the 3Ts by finishing them. God bless all of you. It's my pleasure being with you today. Will be my pleasure also for you to follow us at our lead program, www.theleadprogram.org. Looking forward to being with you in our next episode next week. Thank you so much.